Well, now, when you started here to lay in fence, you laid one at an angle like this. The next one, you laid a little angle like that with this end protruding out just a little and this end protruding out a little. Mm-hmm. And then the next one would be the on top. Then you'd come back. When you come all the way around your field, come back here, and you laid one on top of that end, then you started over again for another circle.
So they were sort of like this?
That's right.
Did you ever have any up and down posts here?
They had a few, but they didn't enclose very large parcels of land. I've known of those around an average home garden, that is for produce, you know, turnips, iced potatoes and beets, tomatoes and what have you, that you'd call a home garden.
What kind of a fence would you call that?
Board fence.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be perpendicular.
Just.
Then there were other fences made that you'd plant posts and you'd nail boards. Your posts would be about 8 feet apart. And you would nail boards anywhere from 4 to 6 inches wide, nail them to each post about 8 feet apart to make an enclosure. And that was also called a plank fence, mostly.
Can you think of any other kind?
Any other kind of fence?
Uh-huh, wooden fence.
Rail, board, that's about all.
Are you a rail
fence? Now, there was one yard fence like you build around your house. It was made out of wood, but you called it a picket.
Oh.
Picket fence, little narrow pieces like that up and down. You'd have a baseboard of about 8 or 10 inches at the bottom run horizontal. Then the pickets run perpendicular, and they were usually sharpened, put on just sawed to a sharp like that.
Like that.
And some people even went to the trouble to take a small auger, very small auger, and bore one or two holes up near the top of that fence just for, just make the fence more attractive.
What a lot of work. On the rail fences, when you had the boards like this, did you have to put a straight up and down post to hold them together, or would they just stay?
Ordinarily, they use what they call a chalk rail.
Hmm.
That they would hit one end down in the to the ground and maybe work it by hand into the ground, maybe 3 or 4, 6 inches deep. And that would cause them to cross at the top. They wouldn't be quite perpendicular. They would be at a slant from one end, and those rails would be just the same length as the other rails, but they wouldn't go right down into the middle of the fence jam. That was done not for wind blowing fence down, but for at that time, see, the range was considered open range, and a goodly number of cows were called jumpers. And if they went over that fence and the foot hit the top rail, it knocked that top rail off unless you had that chalk rail up there.
Have you ever heard the term stake and rider?
A what?
Stake and rider for something on a rail fence?
Not that I recall.
Okay, it's a term that somebody used north of here, and I just wondered if it came down this far.
And completing a rail fence back in that day, they usually, the very top rail had a fairly good side to it that was up, like the bark side of the tree.
Yes.
Because a lot of conversations was held on people sitting on top of the fence.
I'll bet. Yeah. Well, do you have any different names for different kinds of rail fences, or were they all just called rail?
Just rail fence, so far as I know.
Okay.